ويريكم آياته فأي آيات الله تنكرون
At the moment while you're watching this video, the Earth is traveling around the Sun at a speed of 30 kilometers per second. It is almost 70 times faster than the fastest bullet, but still you're not thrown out of the Earth. It also rotates in its own axis at a speed of 465 meters per second, but you cannot even feel this rotation, and that is because of the gravity force. Gravity is the force that pulls things towards the center of the Earth or towards the center of the other physical bodies that have mass. The heavier the mass of an object is, the stronger gravitational force it has. It is this simple but crucial law that underpins the harmony and order of the universe. It governs the motion of stars, planets, and galaxies. Have you ever thought what will happen if the gravity force would stop? If that happens, you wouldn't be able to walk on Earth. Your digestive system wouldn't work. The plants would not grow anymore. The atmosphere would not encircle the Earth and there would be no water cycle. The most of biological processes on Earth would slow down, or shortly the life would be impossible for you. Nothing would act normally in the entire universe and everything would go to a state of disorder. It is known that the gravity force was discovered by Isaac Newton in the 17th century. However, it was discussed in many books written by an Islamic scientist called Ibn al-Haytham about 700 years before Newton. But this fact was revealed even 14 centuries ago in the Quran.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا
The key Arabic word kifatan in the passage describes gravity as a holding force exerted by Earth. The mentioning word also means to collect, to gather, or to attract things towards one. And this is what Newton described about gravity in his book called The Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy.
What if you took all this stuff away? I mean all of it. The people. The cars and buildings. And not just the stuff here on Earth, but the Earth itself. What if you took away all the planets, stars, and galaxies? And not just the big stuff, but tiny things, down to the very last atoms of gas and dust. What if you took it all away? What would be left? Most of us would say nothing.
And we'd be right. But strangely, we'd also be wrong. What's left is empty space. And as it turns out, empty space is not nothing. It's something. Something with hidden characteristics as real as all the stuff in our everyday lives. In fact, space is so real, it can bend. Space can twist. And it can ripple. So real that empty space itself helps shape everything in the world around us and forms the very fabric of the cosmos. Newton knew that gravity is a force that attracts objects to each other, and his laws predicted the strength of this force with fantastic precision. But how does gravity actually work? How does the Earth pull on the Moon across hundreds of thousands of miles of empty space? They behave as if they're connected by some kind of invisible rope. But everyone knew that wasn't true. And Newton's laws provided no explanation. After puzzling over this problem for more than 10 years, Einstein reached a startling conclusion. The secret to gravity lay in the nature of space-time. It could stretch like an actual fabric. This was a truly radical break from Newton. Think of this table as space-time, and think of these balls as objects in space. Now, if space-time were nice and flat, like the surface of this table, objects would travel in straight lines. But if space is like a fabric that can stretch and bend, well, this may seem a little strange. But watch what happens. If I put something heavy on the stretchy space-time fabric, now if I take my shot again, the ball travels along an indentation in the fabric that the heavier object creates. And this, Einstein realized, is how gravity actually works. It's the warping of space-time caused by the objects within it. In other words, gravity is the shape of space-time itself. The moon is kept in orbit not because it's pulled to the Earth by some mysterious force, but rather because it rolls along a curve in the space-time fabric that the Earth creates.
If you have two objects, two compact stars, each of which curves space around them, and they're orbiting one another, then the result is that these two curved regions create a wave, a ripple in the structure, in the shape of space that moves outwards, carrying energy with it. That's called a gravitational wave.
I mean, literally, you can think about space and time having a wave, just like an ocean wave in it, that travels through the universe. Gravity waves are just the same.
Any type of mass in motion, big or small, generates a gravitational wave. And like the Earth's ocean tides, gravitational waves roll ceaselessly across the cosmos.
The word yasbahun in the mentioning verse, which means swimming, is not only talking about the motion of bodies in an orbital form, rather it gives us an indication about the dynamic nature of space and the formation of gravitational waves on it. This is exactly as NASA said that the celestial bodies are swimming in the space like a boat swimming on water. The Quranic indications about the Earth's gravity, the dynamic nature of space, the gravitational waves, and the orbital movement of celestial bodies in this space is once again pointing to the fact that the Quran is the words of a wise being who created the universe and knows the details of his creation.
God is he who raised the heavens without pillars that you can see.